All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Kind of history being made at the Mercer County School District. There's junior high softball, and it's been a crazy kind of couple of weeks. IESA initially announced that all fall sports were going to be canceled. Then, lo and behold, this past Friday, they reversed that decision. And we're going to get an organized sport being played in Mercer County, and the junior high head coach is also the varsity head coach, Morgan Weeks. So your emotions, we can talk a little bit about dating back to last spring when spring sports season got canceled, to finally hear the emotions of the back and forth here in the fall. But you have to feel pretty good that you're going to finally get a season. I know you've been waiting for a while, right?
Oh yeah, I've definitely been a whirlwind of emotions these past few months with spring or high school getting canceled in the spring, and now junior high going and then canceling, and now we're back on again. So definitely excited.
Well, take us back to last spring for you. I know you had a pretty talented senior group at the high school level that didn't get a season, and that had to be pretty tough to one, watch, and then two, you know, have to relay to the kids that, hey, I know we were expecting to have a nice year, but you're not gonna get it. How tough was that for you last spring?
It was a really big bummer for all of us. I mean, it was heartbreaking having to tell my girls, like, you know, season's just not gonna happen this year, and, you know, we held out as long as we could, but in the end, it was just a big bummer for everyone.
Well, tell us how important having a junior high softball program is. Well, and we're getting it because of the IESA making the decision to allow us to have a season. But just tell us in terms of how this will coincide kind of with, you know, high school softball program, and then you kind of holding the head coaching position for both.
Yeah, so actually it's going to be a really nice, like, transitional period for these girls. I mean, we'll be learning the same philosophies from seventh grade on through high school, and so, like, once they hit my high school age, we really won't have to teach, like, the fundamentals or, like, my philosophies from or at that age. They'll be learned that from seventh grade, so it'll be really nice to kind of skip that step and just go right into situational things and different more advanced techniques rather than having to start from the beginning now.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too, I kind of like the part of the calendar for the junior high softball season where you're going basically from, you know, mid-August to, what, late September, early October. That's normally some pretty good weather, and probably better weather than, you know, sometimes the spring high school softball is accustomed to.
Yeah, hopefully we won't have to deal with snow at the junior high level. It'll just get a little warmer.
Yeah, and just in terms of getting the program started, junior high softball, there apparently, you know, some parents had an interest. They wanted to see a program started. And, you know, the school board and the district listened to that and was able to implement something. So apparently softball is pretty important in this district. So can you kind of speak to that, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, softball has been growing for years now in our district, in our area. And honestly, I think that it's just becoming a huge sport around all of the United States. So it was really awesome to see the parents want to spearhead this and really get this program started for us.
And then, you know, it's crazy how this all went down, right? So you go to basically last week, the IHSA makes the announcement regarding the basically the modified schedule for high school sports. Mm-hmm. And then the IESA decides, well, we're going to bring sports back.
Yep.
You know, so in terms of how's it going to work for Mercer County? Because they announced Friday, they said, oh, okay, it's Friday at 4 o'clock. We're going to let everybody in the state know that we're doing high school sports, or we're doing junior high sports again. And basically the calendar date says today, Monday, as we talked to you on August the 3rd, is you can start practicing again.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, but that means a lot of schools can't sit there and say, well, from Friday to Monday, we can say, after we initially notified people saying, well, IESA said sports are canceled for the fall, and now IESA on Friday says, well, we're having sports again, and you can start practicing on Monday the 3rd. So I'm assuming you can't start practice on Monday, August the 3rd. There's probably some things that have to be accomplished before you can actually get out there and start practicing. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I know Morgan and Tim and everyone were sitting down today trying to figure out different guidelines we have to follow with the COVID and disinfecting, and there's just a lot of logistical things that we really have to get planned out. And approved. And so, I mean, there was a very small chance that we were even going to be able to start practice today just because we really had to figure all of that out and relay it. Yeah, so there's a lot of different things that we have to get figured out before we can have day one of practice.
Yeah, and then do you have an idea? I know we're putting you on the spot. Do you know how many games you have scheduled so far in the first year?
We are really up in the air about games right now. I think we had about 15 originally. But since we're not even sure if all of the teams are going to be willing to play or if we're going to have to go outside, I know we've had some other schools reach out to us wanting to add games with us, so we really have no idea on how many we're going to have right now.
All right. And then I forgot to ask you, too, maybe the first question I should have asked you, what did you think of the IHSA modified schedule where basically it looks like, early May to the end of June for high school softball next season? What do you think about that?
I think it's going to work out really well. I don't think we'll have very many rainouts or like cold days or anything like that. So I think that'll work really great for us, getting all our games in. I know we're going to have to condense our schedule a little bit, but I think it's going to work great, and we'll be able to be outside the majority of the time rather than having to practice inside in the inside facilities.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's just, as we just wrap up our conversation, it's going to be nice to see kids playing a team sport within the school, because it feels like forever since we've had that since,
yep,
you know, mid-March last year. So it'll be good to see the kids get out there next week and play junior high softball, a new sport here in the Mercer County School District. Good luck, Coach Weeks. I know you'll do great with the junior high kids.
Well, thank you very much.
Morgan Weeks is the junior high head softball coach and also the high school head softball coach at Mercer County, joining us on WRMJ.